This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cairo, Seattle.
It's time to get schooled with a professor, Sean Clayton.
Welcome to Schooled with a Professor. We are pleased to be joined by one of the rock stars in reporting. Rock star, of course, is Mike Silver from the NFL Network. And, of course, you can follow him at Mike Silver. That's at Mike Silver. And, of course, he's an NFL Network reporter. But the big thing about Mike, and I still remember in his Sacramento days when he was a newspaper guy, how he had a big personality. But now it's like when you started traveling around in the last couple of years, it's like you become a rock star, getting pictures taken on the field with players and front office people and different type of things like that.
But I'm kind of like a rock star, but you're Chuck Berry. You're like the rock star that all the rock stars geek out on because of your, incredible body of work and influence. So I will take that oversized compliment from the godfather of rock and roll, John Clayton.
Hey, at least you kept me in the right music, because that's the music I grew up listening to and loving. All right, so NFL right now, everything is all full speed ahead. And, the way this has gone with the pandemic, as bad as it's going to be with the few people that are going to be in stands, but there are going to be some in stands, it looks like things are opening up to a point where, one, I know that John Mara of the Giants thinks the whole season can be played. And so far, you only have five remaining players just in the last couple of days that got a positive test for COVID. But I think right now, this thing's pretty well under control based on what we've seen so far this summer.
Yeah, but we haven't had any games. We haven't had travel. And we saw the Marlins and, other baseball teams have little mini outbreaks. So, I think we have to be prepared for the prospect that it could get weird and things could be canceled and shuffled around. And B, we saw in sports very recently with the Bucks and other teams following suit, there may be situations where players decide we don't want to play right now and in light of racial injustice. So, let's pray that there's not another inflection point incident that, causes people to feel so badly about things that we go there. The prayer is not that they would take that action. I think it's totally understandable under these circumstances that players would decide we don't feel like running and jumping for you right now. But my prayer would be that we don't see another videotape of a horrific situation. And by the way, it might not just be that. It could be something stupid coming out of the mouth of the chief executive that causes that inflection point. So let's all fasten our seatbelts and take it week by week.
Yeah, you're right. It's the ride has been different than anything we've ever experienced so far. But, okay, on the football side of things, Seattle's had an interesting couple days. They were able to go ahead and get Paul Richardson back pretty much at the minimum salary with a little bit of a signing bonus. And he was a 214 former second-round pick who got $8 million to go to the Redskins. And then today they get Josh Gordon back. Of course, today being Thursday, Josh Gordon, getting probably a similar type of deal, and it looks like he can be reinstated. We're still waiting for all the word on that. How good do you feel right now as far as Seattle's offense with the additions of Gordon, having the development of DK Metcalf, getting Paul Richardson back?
Well, first of all, I hope that Josh Gordon is reinstated for this reason. As I understand the new CBA and the new rules, Josh Gordon under those rules would not necessarily be suspended, for what's gone down previously. So I think there's a fairness element where, I don't think he should be grandfathered into a previous set of rules that keeps him off the field. I just think whatever the new rules are should be whether, you know, it should be applied to his situation. And yeah, I mean, you know, I think what's most exciting to me about the Seahawks is that they are, you know, as is typical with the Schneider-Carroll regime, they are swinging big and not sitting back and waiting. And so, you know, it may prove to be a great move that they got Jamal Adams, and I can totally understand why, you know, they would believe he's a transformative player. It may turn out that it's not, but just taking the swing is a big deal to me, and they've done that consistently. And remember, you know, they took a swing on Percy Harvin, and that was a disaster, and they obviously still won the Super Bowl that season and almost won the next one. But, you know, I like the fact that they are constantly looking to push it a little bit. And so, yeah, they've had, you know, an experience with Josh Gordon. They believe they can bring him back and get something out of him. And, you know, Paul Richardson, they obviously have a familiarity with. I'm excited about, you know, what DK Metcalf can do in year two. And I think I'm just most excited about Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson, who, you know, it's going to be hard for me to talk about him in the near future without hearing that interesting Mr. Unlimited voice.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, and that's the thing is, you're right about John Snyder. He's constantly trying to churn things, and this is the kind of time right now where he shines. I mean, he shines in the draft usually by getting extra draft choices and maneuvering around, but at this time, and I don't know how you feel about it, this is going to be one of the more unique cutdowns, because not only are you cutting down for this year to get to 53 players, but you're also cutting down for next year, figuring the cap is going to go down maybe $20 million, and so you have to start shaving some things like next year. Like, for example, Unique Ndakwe ends up going to Minnesota. But to make that deal work, they had to go to their left tackle, Riley Reiff, who they were going to release next year because they're going to be over the cap. But now they come to him and they get a $5 million lesser deal with him going from 11 to 6. And so there may be some casualties, but he was threatening to say, hey, just cut me or trade me. They couldn't trade him and they were going to cut him. But there's going to be some moves like that that could happen. And maybe something that can satisfy John Snyder on the defensive line.
That's a great point. It is a unique landscape right now. And, And also think about the, you know, you're cutting to 53, but you're going to have a big practice squad because of the rules specific to the COVID situation. And you're probably going to need a big practice squad given the potential for, you know, multiple players at one position testing positive if something slips through the cracks. So, you know, you got to kind of think about all of that. And, you know, I wonder if there's going to be more poaching around the league as, you know, coaches probably look at it like, well, we're cutting to 53, but it's really 69 because we've got 16 on the practice squad. But is there going to be more violating of the unwritten poaching rules where you're just going out and trying to take other teams' practice squad players? So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, an example of what you're talking about that on the free agency side is Clowney. You know, early on, people thought, well, maybe he'll come back to Seattle, and they offered him, what, 15-ish, 16, and he thought that was low and didn't want it, and he's subsequently turned down overtures from other teams like Cleveland and Oakland and Tennessee where they are not giving him what he wants, and that number's got to be dropping, and I believe the Seahawks are now back in that mix at a much lower number, and Baltimore is in that mix, and Tennessee, and probably a couple other teams, but yet he still remains out. You know, Devontae Freeman had an offer on the table to go to Seattle before they signed Carlos Hyde that would have been, I think, way better than anything he would ultimately take if he signs this year. He decided, you know what, I don't want it. Logan Ryan waited forever. So there aren't too many guys still out there, but, you know, Clowney and Devontae Freeman are two of them, and they both have had plenty of talks with the Seahawks along the way.
You followed the Clowney situation from the very beginning, and of course, he overpriced himself at over $22 million. Then he comes back and takes it down to 17, but then he couldn't get physicals because physicians weren't going to be available. And as it stands right now, He's at 15 with nobody going up to 15. Now, Seattle, you're right. They started around 13, 14. They went up to 15 and maybe as high as 16. But, you know, could you envision Clowney sitting out the entire season unless he gets $15 million?
I mean, you know, everyone's different, right? I mean, yeah, like Clay Matthews has a number, which I believe is around 6. And the Seahawks have talked to him, too. And Clay Matthews is at a point in his life and career where he's like, pay me the number or it's cool.
That's a nice place to be,
right? But you know, I don't know that Clowney is, but I do know this. Like, if it's me and I feel like I'm being lowballed by my most recent employer, and I can either stay there for less than I think I'm worth or take a low deal somewhere else, I'm going somewhere else. I just know my psyche. Like, I'll get lowballed at the new place, not at the place I am. You know, so that would tend to suggest that it wouldn't be Seattle. But you know, I don't know. It's been interesting to see the way Clowney has played this. You know, he took over that first game against the 49ers on national TV. Just an epic performance. But you know, he was hurt some. If you look at the performances, they were a little uneven, and the sack numbers certainly weren't there. He's a former first overall pick, and yet he kind of got dumped by the Texans, you know, a year ago. So it's an interesting, you know, it would be interesting in normal times, but it probably would have happened by now. But I think you're right. The tryout rules and the coming off the core muscle thing and the history of knee injuries and the impending salary cap reduction next year, it all makes it pretty interesting. I still, my gut feeling still says Titans, but I do know the Ravens are poking around pretty hard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see if he doesn't. Clearly, he has to do something by next Tuesday, because wherever he goes, he's got to go through the COVID test. And, you know, and if he doesn't pass it, or if he waits too long, then he's going to miss his first game check and also not be able to get the whole base salary guaranteed.
Right, and I think conversely, we're gonna see the usual signings after week one of certain veterans who teams don't want to be on the hook for that guarantee for. And so there are some veterans we haven't been talking about who are still out there that I think, you know, we'll hear about their signing the day after that first Sunday of games.
How close do you think it is right now with what Seattle's done in the offseason, having Russell Wilson, and being, where do they compare to the San Francisco 49ers who went to the Super Bowl last year? How close is it, and does Seattle at this stage have a little bit of an edge, or are they behind?
It's such a great question. You know, first of all, the division is a monster. It is. I believe the Rams are going to be still a force. I know some people think they're fading. I think that they will come back hard. And we, you know, Arizona obviously has all of our attention with the offseason they had, and, you know, high hopes for Kyler in year two. So, first of all, the division's insane. You know, I think there's a tendency for some people to kind of slot the 49ers at the very top, which I get, and the Seahawks a notch below. And I try to remind people, you know, hey, they were literally 2 inches away, the Seahawks, from winning the division, right? I mean, the last play of that last game was as close as it could possibly be. And, of course, if they don't get the delay of game, the Marshawn Lynch fantasy probably comes true. And, you know, and we don't know what would have happened if the Seahawks had then been the 3 seed and the Niners, you know, went in as the 5, you know, with the Saints and the Packers still in the mix, you know, the Vikings, crazy NFC. But, you know, I think it's going to be a year where continuity is more at a premium than ever. And I know we thought that in the lockout year, and then lo and behold, the 49ers with a first-year coach, you know, went out and, you know, came very close to going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, on paper, you would want teams that have an established structure and a system and returning coordinators and a returning head coach and a quarterback who is well-versed in the system. Well, San Francisco and Seattle are two of those teams at the very top. So I think it's real close between the two. I think you would say overall talent, player to player, on paper you'd take the Niners, but I think if you took the most important position, it wouldn't be close, because Russell Wilson to me is at the very, very top, and Jimmy's not there yet.
Yeah. Of course, it's an interesting thing, and I know even Mike Tannenbaum has been tracking this, is that more teams are now putting more money into the secondary than the defensive line. Okay, so for example, you look at the 49ers, you look at the Washington Redskins, 49ers, 5 first-round defensive linemen in the last 6 drafts, and the Redskins, I think, have taken, you know, the last 4, and they've all been defensive linemen. Then here's Seattle. They've scrambled around. They pick up Jamal Adams, who's been looking fantastic. They pick up Quentin Dunbar.
Yeah.
They pick up Quandre Diggs. And so Bill Belichick's one that goes more back to front. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing, but he's saying in the last 2 years, more teams have put more money into the secondary than the defensive line, which, of course, is kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, we saw the Patriots, you know, there was a limit last year. They went to Baltimore and kind of got shredded, and then as good as that secondary is, they were never really the same. And obviously there were offensive issues too. But, you know, conversely, we've seen defensive lines take over a season. I mean, the Giants did it in the Super Bowl really twice against the Patriots, and the Broncos did it, you know, in an entire postseason, culminating with the Super Bowl 50 victory, if you count Von Miller as you know, an honorary defensive lineman. I don't even know what he technically is in that team now, but, you know, it's counterintuitive to say, well, we'll just put it in the back end, because if you can't get to the quarterback, then at some point you can't cover forever. But, you know, the Seahawks were pretty good last year without elite pass rushing, although, the caveat would be in the most important game when they beat the 49ers when they were 10-0. Clowney did, I don't know what the numbers were, but I know what my eyes told me. Clowney was, an absolute monster that game, who just wrecked everything they did. But it is an interesting question, and obviously you have to be able to stop the run to even have your secondary mean anything. And, the Packers had a pretty good secondary, and they didn't really have much to do other than tackle in the NFC Championship game, because the 49ers' running game was so good at that point, it didn't matter.
Let's wrap it up here on two West Coast teams that you're going to be following. The Raiders, of course, they find out that Tyrell Williams is now going to be out for the season with a pec injury. Their first-round pick, fractures a finger, and so don't know if he's going to be there for the opener. Derwin James of the Chargers, he's out for the season. So where do you kind of put those two teams trying to chase Kansas City and also see where they stand with Denver?
Well, I don't think anyone's catching Kansas City in that division, or maybe anywhere, but, the Raiders are really, and I know you know this too, the internal sense of optimism in that building is abundant. They really think they've got an offense that is going to wow people, and they think the defense is at least better. And they're really excited about Bryan Edwards, the third-round receiver, who's a lot more physical. And so he'll get thrown in now with Williams going on IR, and, him and Ruggs and a true slot guy in Renfro and a bell cow back in Jacobs, and they love their offensive line, and they think Carr is better. So if they're two-thirds as good as they think they are in that building, they'll be pretty good. And, the Chargers are perplexing to me because, the 2018 season – down the stretch, I thought, this is one of the most talented teams in the league. They're a force. And then last year, Derwin James got hurt, and it just never looked right. And Rivers obviously didn't look the same. So, I'm excited about the Chargers because I'm a big Anthony Lynn believer, and I think they'll, surprise some people. But, that James injury, man, that really, it seems to me the Chargers, in the last decade, have just led the league in, gut punch preseason injuries. It's rough.
Hey, you can follow Mike Silver at Mike Silver. You can watch him on the NFL Network reporting. And when you see him, of course, he's still a rock star. So, Mike, thanks for joining us on Schooled with the Professor.
Thanks, John. And don't forget, I have a podcast, too, the Pass It Down podcast, available on all major platforms. Just trying to keep up with Chuck Berry, but... anytime you
and repeat
chance,
that again. Is it pass it down? Is that what it's called?
It's called Pass It Down. And my co-host is my delightful daughter, Natalie. So we're having a really good time.
And that does it for this week's podcast. In between episodes, you can follow me on Twitter at ClaytonESPN. If you enjoy these weekly one-on-one conversations, consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to the show. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Schooled with the Professor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.